It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 22nd. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Boy, could we make a lot of money if we knew now who's going to win the election in 2 weeks. All this technology, all this fearsome data crunching power, you'd think the predictions would be getting better. Turns out computers too often help us make bad political predictions more quickly. Nate Silver runs the New York Times political blog 538.com. He's the guy who picked correctly 49 out of 50 states in the presidential contest last time round and knows where tech can be useful in this arena.
Well, it has helped in a lot of fields. At the same time, if we don't know what to do with technology, we'll just get ourselves into more trouble. So if you look at the dawn of the computer age, people were assuming these computers could do all sorts of tasks they weren't really very well designed for, and we still needed human judgment and intuition to apply to instead.
And that's still happening with trying to get a sense of where the electorate is going?
So related to technology is the other kind of half of information technology, which is information. And now we have 20 polls that are released on a given day sometimes. But what happens is that the more polls you have, the more options you have to cherry pick the information that you look at.
Is there anything of value whatsoever to you in some of the social media polling? Twitter says something, Facebook folks say something.
There's not a track record yet, right? We know what these numbers are, but we don't know how to put them in any type of context. Google, for example, now has actually begun to do surveys. It's kind of almost the equivalent of the phone method as you do random digit dial. Randomly interrupt people as they're browsing the internet and say, you can proceed if you kind of tell us whether you'd vote for Romney or Obama. Online polls, which are becoming more common, I'm not saying there are no problems with them, but they're becoming more and more an integral part of the approach as we live our lives more online.
Nate Silver's new book is The Signal and the Noise, Why So Many Predictions Fail, But Some Don't. He says 4 years ago at this point, Obama was much further ahead than he is now.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, working to destroy lung cancer tumors at the molecular level. More information available at vanderbilthealth.com, the promise of discovery.
The more tech we get, the more vulnerable we are to hackers, malicious software, or machines just going haywire. I'm still trying to calm down after hearing a professor can hack a pacemaker. So I was interested in a story in the publication Extreme Tech titled Built to Last, Computer Systems That Simply Cannot Fail. It lists things like Curiosity, the Mars rover that has a computer that shouldn't need help from Earth for 15 years. I asked the author, engineer John Hewitt, how to make technology fail-safe. And sadly, he says, can't be done.
To say fail-safe, I think nobody's going to believe you.
Hewitt says he's noticed a paradox. Sometimes older, simpler tech is more reliable. Case in point, a computerized milling machine from the 1980s he bought used from the aircraft maker Boeing. Thing didn't even have a modern hard drive.
It's considered very crude. This thing is sitting next to a huge garage door exposed to full seasons, frost and heat. Stink bugs are crawling on the heated circuit boards to get warm. And the thing still works. I can go in there any morning and boot it up. It comes to life. And there's no other computer I've purchased since that can even come close to that.
If you've got an example of retro tech that's still working for you, we'd like to hear about it at marketplacetech.org. Don't say paperclip or shot glass. Something that maybe has a circuit board in it that has been fail-safe for you. I'm David Brancaccio, and that is Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.